Morgans, AM, your pre-market briefing.
US markets arrested a two-day slide, with financials leading the benchmark indices to modest gains. Despite the slump on oil markets, Dow added 37 points, or 0.2%. Broader S&P also up 0.2%. NASDAQ outperforming again, up 0.4%. Just interestingly, the NASDAQ 100 is up more than 20% year-to-date and sits almost 25% above the dot-com bubble peak of the year 2000. Investors also eyeing a trifecta of key events on Thursday that obviously includes the European Central Bank monetary policy meeting, UK general election, and former FBI Director James Comey's testimony before the US Senate Intelligence Committee. On that latter point, Mr. Comey's prepared testimony has been released and it seems not to contain any further destabilising revelations. President Trump's also moved on. He's already announced Mr. Comey's replacement as the FBI director overnight. Europe's main markets a touch weaker amid a fresh slide on crude markets, as I said, and general caution ahead of the ECB monetary policy meeting tonight. Our time, DAX slipped 0.1%, as did the CAC. Euro was little changed, but it did have a choppy session following reports on the newswires that the ECB will nudge their growth forecast a little higher, but moderate their inflationary outlook, so perhaps pointing to little change in terms of their broader monetary policy. London's FTSE lost 0.6% on the last day of campaigning ahead of the UK general election. We will know that result here in Australia around about midday our time, or Eastern Standard Time tomorrow. Pound sterling did actually rally to a two-week high overnight at one point. Base metals were mixed, copper little changed. Spot iron ore shed 60 cents, or just over 1%, to 55.43 a metric tonne. That's now its lowest level since July 8 last year, and it's lost about 41.6% since February 21. Interestingly, lower grade iron ore actually rallied overnight, up just over 2% at 38.77 a metric tonne. Gold futures eased $2.40 to $12.94.20, but they're still sitting around 7-month highs. Geopolitical uncertainty continues to provide some support for the yellow metal, and traders already looking ahead to next week's Federal Reserve meeting. On all markets, as I said, they were crunched. Posted their biggest single session decline since March after the latest official inventory data showed US crude and fuel stock supplies unexpectedly soaring in the week into June 2nd. So WTI slumped about $2.47, or 5.1%, to $45.72 a barrel. Brent also down sharply. Both Brent and WTI prices now sit about 10% below where they opened on May 25 when OPEC and select other producers agreed to extend that oil output agreement. So it's been quite a pullback for oil prices. US 10-year Treasury yields up about 2.5 basis points, near 2.18%, rebounding after touching their lowest level since November 10 last year in the previous session. And the Aussie dollar's firmer in the wake of yesterday's Australian first quarter GDP data that extended Australia's epic period without a recession to a world record 103 quarters. So we now share that enviable record with the Netherlands. So it's buying about 75.5 US cents this morning.
This is general advice only, and we have not considered your needs or objectives.